Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for December 2019. December sees the shortest day or winter solstice at 4:19 a.m. on the 22nd of December. Thereafter the sun starts moving slowly north again and the days start drawing out. The moon starts the month waxing to full moon on the 12th, then it wanes until the new moon on the 26th. Now to the planets that are visible this month. Mercury is a morning object best seen towards the start of the month, low in the southeast, just before sunrise. As always, be very careful if you use binoculars to look for it, in case the sun catches you unawares. Venus will be a very obvious object in the evening at the end of the month. It will be a very bright object visible just after sunset, low in the southwest. Mars remains a prominent object before dawn towards the southeast in the constellation Libra. Look out for the polar ice caps through a reasonably large telescope, but the prospects for observing Mars get better next year. Jupiter remains visible around sunset at the start of the month, very low in the southwest. Saturn is visible low in the evening sky around 30 minutes after sunset, to the southwest towards the beginning of the month. And of course Uranus in the constellation Aries and Neptune in the constellation Aquarius are there to look for if you know where. Right, now there's something else to look out for, meteor showers. December has one of the best meteor showers of the year, the Geminids. These are at their most active on the night of the 13th, 14th of December, when you could expect around 100 meteors or shooting stars per hour. On Christmas Eve, there is another meteor shower expected, the lesser-known Ursids. These are less active than the Geminids, but expect around 10 per hour. And the radiant, or apparent origin of the meteor stream, is around the Plough, in the constellation of the Great Bear. Meteors, or shooting stars, are simply pieces of rock, usually the size of a grain of sand, that race into the Earth's atmosphere and burn up, leaving a bright trail, some very fast and others quite slow. To look out for these meteors, find a nice dark location, wrap up warm, and take a deck chair and settle down and relax and hopefully watch the show. Now on to constellation watching. The prominent constellation of the month is Orion. Most people will recognise this pattern of stars, rising in the southeast at the beginning of the month, rising earlier each day. As you look at Orion, you'll see the bright Betelgeuse in the upper left-hand side. This is the very large red star that's about to go bang, having reached the end of its current stage of life. Now find Orion's belt, the three stars in the middle. Underneath the belt is a stellar birthing ground, the Great Orion Nebula. And you'll see a fuzzy area. With binoculars, you'll see some stars, newly born, with gas still around them, and these are called the trapezium. Right, now look to the upper right of Orion. Here is Taurus the Bull, the red star Aldebaran, the Eye of the Bull, and a little further away from Orion, the Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters, another of these stellar birthing grounds. You should be able to see around seven big bright blue newborn stars, only 100 million years or so old, with the gas still around them. This is another eyesight test, and many stars can you see. Now look to the upper left of Orion and you'll see two quite bright stars. These are the twins Castor and Pollux, the brightest stars of Gemini the twins. Incidentally, the Geminid meteors I mentioned earlier will appear to stream from around this point. Finally, look at the bottom left of Orion, better later in the month, and you'll see a very bright star. This is Sirius the Dog Star. This is the brightest star in the night sky. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is, as always, a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. Well, that's it. After 9 years, this is my final podcast for the Orwell Astronomical Society. I hope you have enjoyed them and found them of some use in finding your way about the night sky. There are other excellent podcasts out there, such as the Jodrell Bank Jodcast. Well worth a listen. So have fun, clear skies, Merry Christmas. That's all from me. Bye for now.